did you like it? Ended right in the little break in our awesome looping theme music.
That little break drives me insane.
I know. I don't even know why it happens.
It's whoever made the loop.
But it's...
Who made the loop?
Ooh, girl, I don't even remember.
Andy didn't make the loop.
No, hell no. He would have made it right. I don't know who made the loop. Could have been Ken. Typical.
Way to go, Ken.
Ken from Hyde Park says, it's 6-something Friday.
It's early. It's 6:03. It's
time
early.
For Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Guess what's happening next weekend?
We won't be here.
Guess why?
I don't have to guess because I know.
Tell the people.
Next weekend, the 27th, 28th, 29th, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will be at the 2018 Record Fair. It is being held in Brooklyn, Greenpoint, Brooklyn, to be specific, at the beautiful Brooklyn Expo Center. Lots of glass. 28,000 square feet. CDs, LPs, DVDs, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be awesome. I'll be there the entire time. Sunday night, don't say hi to me. I'll be really tired. Franny will be there Saturday. We'll both be working in the swag table. So please come. Please support WFMU. It's a big fundraiser for us, and Lord knows we need the money. It's going to be super fun. Live bands, films, movie lounge.
Records.
Records. What else? Beers? Broads? Butt cracks?
Boobies?
Boobies? Babies?
Bozos?
Lots of bozos.
Brooklyn?
Bros?
There's not that many bros. There's some bros, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brews? I already said that. Beers? No bananas.
No bubble gum.
No bubble gum. There'll be a birthday.
Whose birthday?
Scott Williams' birthday on Saturday. It's going to be fun. So I hope you guys all come because it's a really big fundraiser for us.
I always have a good time.
I have a great time.
I think you did that with...
And that's the news.
An excessive use of force.
It wasn't my fault. Clipboard was heavier than I thought it was going to be.
Got it. Physics.
Yeah, gets me every time. That gravity gets me every goddamn time. I mean, gravity can't tell me what to do. No one can tell me what to do.
You're a rule breaker, Michelle.
You're not, right?
No way. I'm a goody two-shoes.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No.
I don't even have an answer to tonight's topic.
You stole gum.
Why you gotta bring up the past like that?
Because it was the only thing I could think of that of rule you broke.
I borrowed it.
Without asking.
She had a whole pack.
Anyway, the topic tonight is... I don't believe you.
About what?
The topic. You must have one.
I'm sure I do.
Okay.
I just can't think of one.
Announce it. Announce it good.
Okay, ready?
Announce it good.
Hey, everyone. Tonight's topic is, what rule do you love to break? Call us at 201-209-9368 or go online at WFMU.org and click on the playlist and comments link. What rule do you love to break?
I like all of them, but recently I snuck alcohol into Brooklyn Steel.
Oh, jeez.
I definitely go over the speed limit all the time. I don't wear my seatbelt.
I like that one.
I love not wearing my seatbelt.
Makes me feel bad.
This isn't a real rule, but sometimes I like to have the windows open and the air conditioner going.
That is a rule. You don't want to waste it.
I mean, why is that wrong? Because your parents told you so?
Yes.
It's not wrong.
I am a big believer in sneaking booze.
Anywhere.
Yes. I would say that's my number one rule.
You know where
that
I
like to
break. You know where I love to sneak booze?
Everywhere?
One place in particular that I love.
Church!
Second place.
An AA meeting.
The Al-Anon meeting. No, just kidding. I love bringing scotch, little bottle of scotch into a movie theater and getting a frozen Coke.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
And then tossing some scotch in that frozen Coke. So good. So, so good. I like to cut in line.
I like to cut in line. Lines are stupid.
I like, what are other rules? Ken likes off-roading.
Every man likes
going off-roading. Going down one-way streets.
So stupid.
Matt Warwick said, when we said what rules you like to break, he said, all of them. So we want to know what rules you love to break. 201-209-9368. These can be spoken or unspoken rules.
Do you know what Andy loves to do?
Wear white after Labor Day.
I do like to do that. Andy likes to take walks and drink a beer.
That shouldn't be illegal.
I like walking down the street and smoking the pots.
I don't like to smoke and walk at the same time. I like not waiting half an hour after I eat to go swimming.
Excuse me.
Franny has to run an errand. There she goes. How is your errand?
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. How is your errand?
Efficient.
Successful?
Yes.
Great.
Call us now that I have the phone console next to me, whereas before it was across the room. 201-209-9368.
Yeah, we need some mood lighting.
I don't like that light. It's annoying.
But, yeah.
Is that you? What is it? Are you doing that noise with your eyes? Wow.
It's my shoes.
201-209-9368. What rule do you love to break?
I don't like to tell Kenny he's right, but bringing two pairs of shoes to the record fair is a really good idea.
When he said that, I was like, that's genius.
But I couldn't let him know.
Because last year, I was in pain, and I wasn't even there all day.
I know, and I'm there 3 days straight. Yeah. I can't wait.
You're not going to be able to walk at the end.
I get sick every time. Sunday, I start coughing, and then Monday, I have to stay home.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I like to smoke in front of no smoking signs.
Cool. You're a real rebel.
What? That little giggle was kind of cute.
What else do you like to do that's bad news?
Oh, God, what don't I like to do? Go 26 miles an hour instead of 25.
Ooh, living on the edge.
Rebel without a cause.
Not in the crosswalk.
Ooh, he crosses the street and not in the crosswalk.
Bold move, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, buddy, keep enjoying those smokes.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Sounds like he's enjoying those smokes.
He sure does.
Oof.
It sure does.
Do you ever do a country accent?
Southern I just accent? Did. I'm not good at accents, but you know that.
No one, I mean, it's not, I don't, they make me uncomfortable. I don't like impressions.
Well, yeah, no one likes impressions.
I don't like funny voices.
We had this conversation last week, didn't we?
Yeah, but upstairs.
Oh.
I do like a southern accent. My favorite boyfriend, Sam, was from Arkansas, and he had a southern accent.
What kind of stuff did he used to say? Well, my voice just got really scratchy, or my throat, sorry.
He used to say, like, baby a lot, but it sounded really good.
Baby?
Yeah, like, really cute.
I hate it when people call me baby.
I like it. I like babe.
I like babe better.
Babe. Babe. That was my ex-boyfriend. Babe. Babe. All the time. Babe, babe. Even after we broke up, like, we still called each other babe because we, like...
It was just habit.
Yeah. We'd be like, see you later, babe. And then it'd be like, Michelle.
Like, this conversation made me feel dirty.
Babe, babe, babe. So annoying.
Babe.
Babe, let's grab a coffee. Babe.
No, I don't like it.
You don't? Mm-mm. What do you like? What's your favorite pet name?
I like... creative names.
Like what?
Like Andy calls me Flip Flop.
Why?
Do I need to explain it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because I change my mind every 2 seconds.
Oh.
It's a great nickname for me. I like that one.
I'm trying to think what my other nicknames were.
You were once known as Foodbed.
Mm-hmm. True.
That was fun for a minute.
That was fun for a minute.
Someone emailed me the other day and was like,
I got that too.
Oh, you got it too?
It's spam.
Well, it was really funny.
I have bedfood.com. I see you have foodbed.com.
Let me know if you would like to. I was like, what? No.
And then I was
like, do we really own that?
I let it go. I let foodbed.com go. So if anyone wants to pick it up right now.
How did we still get that email? You owned it or I owned it?
I owned it.
Huh. That's so funny.
And now no one does.
Someone could steal it and post pictures of you all over it.
They don't have pictures of me.
They can Photoshop pictures of you eating.
They can't.
And then put it on a bed.
They shouldn't.
They can.
They better not.
You'll never know who it is. The internet is anonymous.
Not if they're not on the dark web. I could get their ISP. I could hunt them down.
You'd be a good detective. How come you didn't become a detective?
I mean, I think you'd be good at it. Yeah, you would be too.
No, but you would be better.
Why? I think you'd be really good at it.
I don't know, because you're like all about the details.
I am all about the details. Some people are all about the Benjamins, and I'm all about the details.
Okay, show over. Goodbye, everyone.
Rules.
And the winner is Michelle.
Rules, rules, rules. Let's break them all. WFMU is a major rule breaker.
About the Benjamins, you guys.
Baby.
You know how Michelle gets mad at me when I say, what's up? Or, I'm a dip.
This isn't working.
She just said, all about the Benjamins.
Baby. Who sings that? All about the Benjamins, baby.
I don't know.
Like
P. Diddy or Mace or something?
P. Diddy.
Remember Mace?
Yeah, he was friends with P. Diddy.
Yeah. And then now he's like a priest or
he had a good song. You know what song I like? That Nelly song.
Hot in Here?
No.
I need more information.
No, not. Yeah. Up and then that one?
No. No, that's a different song.
I like that one.
What is that song called? Sing it.
Is it about New Orleans or something?
They want to know if we're doing a remote from the record fair next week. No.
The answer is no.
Billy Jam will have our hour, and he will have a special two-hour show.
We're too busy. I can't work and do a show at the same time.
And I'm going to take the day off. It's going to be 68 degrees.
That's right, baby.
201-209-9368.
I'm trying to think of it. I think if I go like
this. But you have something about a horse? Is there something about a horse?
I don't know.
Can someone tell us what that Nelly song is called?
I want to hear it.
Country Grammar.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Queams.
So good.
You know what I love?
What?
When we have a question and they tell us the answer.
Yeah. Can we play Country Grammar later?
Yes, baby. Okay. Yes, we can.
Phone's blown up. Should we take a call?
I guess. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Hello? Hello. Goodbye. Okay.
You broke it?
Uh-huh.
Fix it.
I'm trying.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Blowing up.
Blowing up.
Hi, dude.
Blowing up. I like throwing spent fruit out of the car while driving.
Throwing what?
Spent fruit. Banana peels, apple.
That's not illegal.
Isn't that littering?
No, because it's biodegradable.
Oh.
Oh, and then it's no fun anymore.
Dude, you need to, like, get a life.
Throw something else out the window, like someone's penis.
With a fence into the neighbor's yard.
What is it with you and banana peels, bro? Like, how many bananas do you eat?
I eat a banana every day. It's good for you.
You shouldn't.
Doesn't it, like, make you constipated?
Too much sugar. Too much sugar in a banana. You should switch your fruit.
Doesn't it make you constipated?
I don't know, but I know it's too much sugar in a banana.
When I exercise, I get foot cramps, and the Pilates guy said I had to eat bananas.
Because of potassium.
Yeah, the potassium, yeah. It also keeps your blood pressure down.
I don't know if that's true because maybe, but it raises your blood sugar because it has so much sugar in it. Don't they tell you to eat an apple instead?
Huh?
They should. They didn't say to eat an apple.
I'm gonna
instead.
Tell Andy you said that.
Said what?
Because every morning he eats a banana with peanut butter, and I'm like, dude, that is not healthy.
The peanut butter. Well, he should eat almond butter.
That's what I've been saying.
And he should switch out the banana for an apple.
I'm with you. I'm gonna tell him.
What's wrong with peanut butter and a banana?
Peanut butter's not good for
you. Peanut butter's not as good for you as almond butter. And a banana has much more sugar and less fiber than an apple. So an apple will keep you full for a longer amount of time and give you sustainable energy. Whereas if you eat a banana, your blood sugar will spike and then you will be tired later.
Apples are like one of the most healthy fruits, right?
Well, it's not. They don't have antioxidants and they're not a super fruit. But
what's a super fruit?
A blueberry. An acai berry.
Ew. I guess I'll eat blueberries. But you can't mix blueberries and almond butter.
You can make a smoothie.
Franny.
What?
You want to meet my friends and meet in Vegas? Or are you avoiding that question?
What kind of friends?
I don't really want to spend one night in Vegas.
You're big fans. You and your boyfriend, we want to buy you a drink.
That's nice.
The problem is that I also have a coworker who's going to be there.
Why? Yeah.
Like, I don't want to meet up with I don't want to meet up with anyone, to
Why
be honest.
Why do you have to meet up with your coworker?
Because he told his mom, who I had met already, so now his mom's really excited to see me in Vegas.
You're there one night and you have to go see someone's mom?
Isn't that annoying? Is it me?
Yeah.
That's insane.
You should blow her off and just...
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. You have to go to, like, their house?
No, they're going to be there.
At the same hotel?
At a different hotel.
No, that's a pain in the
ass. Okay, I felt like a bad person.
No, if you were there one day...
No. Is it me?
No, that is awful. That's rude.
How do I get out of that?
What hotel are you at and what hotel are they at? You're not even going to, like, walk down the strip for too far if you're only in one casino. You're going to get trapped in there.
One night I'm there. And I probably won't even get there until, like, 6
Where
or 7.
Where are you staying?
The Palazzo.
Yeah, you're not going to want to leave. You're going to want to, like, eat gelato and look at the painted ceiling in there.
And get wasted.
Yeah, I guess so. You won't, you'll go out to a nice dinner.
There's 40 restaurants in that hotel.
I know. You're not going to want to leave that hotel. You'll go on the strip.
Just
this
to
is my
see
prediction.
It, right? Okay,
you'll go.
Go
on
Tell
the
me.
Strip.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get really, really sweaty.
Uh-huh.
You'll walk a block, and then you'll be like, let's go back inside.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It probably won't be that hot.
It'll be hot for her. Well, I just don't think you'll like the kind of heat it is.
Miami heat.
That's true.
It is very different heat, though.
I do think you'll go outside and you'll be like, let's go back inside.
Absolutely. There's no question about that.
Either, but I've been there plenty of times when it's in the low 90s and it's totally fine.
I mean, it might not be so bad to meet them at the blackjack table.
Okay, how about this? Email me that week and we'll see how I'm feeling.
I will do that.
Okay. I'm not saying no. I'm saying
no,
maybe.
Cool.
I think if someone goes and meets you at your hotel for a drink, that's not as rude. But having you have to travel somewhere would be like...
I am not
like
traveling
you're
anywhere.
You're staying at the Bellagio and they're like, meet me at Circus Circus.
No, I'm not going anywhere. If someone wants to hang out with me, they're coming to the Palazzo. Mm-mm.
You want us to come to Palazzo?
No, she hasn't confirmed that yet.
Yeah, do you remember the part where I said email me that week and I'll let you know that I'm saying maybe?
Hey, look. 420. I don't remember.
He doesn't know anything.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
I don't know.
Did you get it?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It just came out.
God damn it, Franny.
I was going to say, potheads.
Ugh. I think I got it.
How many seconds do we have before the incident to get it?
6.
We got it.
Okay.
It was like 2 seconds, maybe, at most. That was fun.
What's wrong with you people?
Do you know what rule I like to break?
What?
I just did it!
There's no cursing on the radio. Whoa, evil genius laugh.
I did it!
Wow.
Did you like it?
No. Because I wasn't facing the board.
I liked it.
I was facing away from the board.
It was a perfect time.
I think can hear it. I don't get a delay, right?
I think online you can hear it.
Wait, no.
I didn't hear it over the phone.
You should have, because I'm talking to you.
All right.
Yeah, you should have.
What do you mean you didn't hear it? You didn't hear it because we immediately lost our minds, not because you didn't hear it.
Probably. Yeah. All I heard was, did you get it?
All right, sorry, buddy. All right, so maybe I'll see you in Vegas.
Yeah, I'll email you.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You're going to Joshua Tree?
Uh-huh.
Lucky. Well, I'm going to Portugal, so I'm lucky, too.
Email Andy.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done any of the planning because I haven't had time.
So he'll tell you where to go.
My friend already did all the planning. Okay. We're going to Sevilla, Spain. Mm-hmm. Then we're going down. Then we're going back up around.
I love Sevilla.
You've been there?
Yeah. I went with my mom, my family, and we like drove all over Spain. It was beautiful. My favorite part of Spain.
I'm going to a cathedral made from human bones. Mm-mm. Yes. Yes, I am.
I just gagged.
It's made. There's skulls.
What do you mean?
All the walls, building? The walls on the inside are made up of like femurs and leg bones and skulls, and that's how they made the walls. They just
like the catacombs.
Yeah,
in
Paris. Exactly. How cool! And then I'm just gonna eat a bunch of fish because they have amazing seafood in Portugal.
Yes. They're saying you still own foodbed.com.
Who knows that?
Smokestack said he looked it up, or she, I don't know.
Oh, maybe they automatically billed me.
You didn't even notice? $7.99.
I own so many URLs.
$7.99, down the drain.
I own so many URLs. How many URLs do you own? Two?
Three. Four.
Name them.
Frangry.com, FrancineDreyfus.com, FnDreyfus.com, and ShutUpWeirdo.com.
Interesting. Name the URLs you own. Is that a topic?
Yes, it is a topic.
Let's save it for next time.
I'm going to write it down. Will you remember?
Nope. 201-209-9368. What rule do you love to break?
That was pretty good when I broke my rule.
Yeah, that was cool.
I like being bad sometimes.
Do you like being naughty?
That is so dirty.
So gross.
What's wrong with you?
Someone said naughty to me the other day. I almost barfed.
Ew.
I know.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yo, you're on the radio, brah. I don't have time for this.
They're chickens.
I feel like, is it me?
No, it's not you. We were just talking to someone.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this topic is too much because they're all fun to break. But my favorites are, let's see here. I'm not advocating driving while drunk, but having, like, a drink while you're driving.
Oh, like drinking while you are actually driving.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not advocating driving drunk either, but one time I drove a car drunk, and it was fun.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a lot of
fun. I will say it was a completely empty road. No one was there. It was very stupid in hindsight.
Okay.
But it was also very fun while I was there.
I've never driven drunk my entire life.
Really?
Ever. That's the one thing I won't do.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
You did it, though.
Only because...
It doesn't matter. You did it.
It was like riding a roller coaster. Like, I wasn't even going anywhere. I was just like...
It doesn't matter. Okay. You did it.
I'm sorry. I look back on that day and think to myself, oh, my God, could I be more stupid?
No, you don't. You still think it was so fun.
I could think something was fun and still regret doing it.
You don't regret doing it. You'd do it again.
No, I would never do it again.
In the same situation, you wouldn't do it again.
No, it was really effing stupid. I would not do that again.
Oh, okay, so you've learned.
Yes, absolutely. It was still a little fun.
Yeah, I mean.
Sometimes doing the bad stuff is fun. That's what the show is about.
Absolutely. Well,
I know.
You're like, girl, please.
Please. How long have I been living my life?
What were we talking about with him?
He likes to drink a beer.
All right. A beer.
Mm-hmm. I would not take LSD while driving.
That's good.
Smart man.
Yeah. Again. Yeah.
Again.
This is
yeah. All right. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Sid.
Sid. All right. Thanks for calling, Sid.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
I ate chicken buddies last night and nachos.
Were they good?
Oh my God, they were so good. I was in an art show and I had two collages in it. And it was by El Cortez.
How'd it go?
And Matt and Olivia met me there and then we went and ate chicken buddies.
Did you sell your collages?
I don't know yet.
I have one of your collages.
You do have one of my collages. Anyway, the chicken buddies were so good.
I'm on a diet.
I am too. That was my cheat day.
It's important to have one cheat day.
I've gone to the gym every day at 7 in the morning for 21 days and I missed 2 days.
Doesn't that make you feel good though?
Yeah, I like going in the morning now because I have this job.
Ugh, why?
Like, all the time.
You get up early, though. Even, like...
I'm an early riser.
When you and I used to get drunk, like, crazy drunk on Fridays, you'd be up at 9 at the gym texting me. I'm like, girl, what? How are you...
I've always been an early riser.
Yeah, I am not that. I love my sleep.
I go home in the evenings now, and I am very tired.
Exhausted, right? Yeah.
It's a different life.
Yes, it's an old lady's life.
It's a different life.
I go home, I grill up some chicken and sit on my couch.
Pathetic. What are you having for dinner tonight?
I don't know.
I want something delicious. I'm craving cheese.
Oh, that is so weird.
No, like a quesadilla, dude. Have you gone to any movies lately?
I saw Black Panther.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
3D, IMAX, or normal?
Normal.
Ugh.
I'm a normie. I loved it.
I'm going to a movie on Sunday.
What movie?
What's the new one with Joaquin Phoenix?
I don't know.
Joaquin Phoenix helps a prostitute or something. Isn't that it? While we were sleeping, while you were
I've
here.
I've never even heard of it.
I think it's Joaquin Phoenix.
I think you're saying his name wrong.
Maybe it's not.
Just FYI.
I'll tell you what it's called. Hold on.
You were never really here?
Yeah.
It's a 2017 movie.
It's a psychological thriller in the theaters now.
Are you going to Angelica Alamo?
I'm going to Nighthawk.
He's hot.
I hope people buy me things there.
Are you going with one of your Tinder dates?
Maybe.
Do you have a boy that you like, Michelle?
I don't think so, but I don't know yet. I don't know. Probably not.
I have so many questions that I'm not asking.
Probably not.
Why? But, like, the possibility of it means that maybe you do.
I like being alone.
That's okay.
I just like someone to buy me grilled cheese sandwiches every once in a while.
Mm. Grilled cheese, huh? Not a filet or something?
There's a good grilled cheese at Nighthawk.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh my God, yes!
What's up, girl?
What's going on? Okay, so like mine's kind of like a social rule.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? So like this one, all right, I'll try to make this quick. This one time I was at the beach and like my uncle was using a ped egg. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What's a ped egg?
It's like scrapes off like the calluses.
Oh God! No!
Nasty. That is gross.
At the beach, and I just went up to him, and I was like, "Ew!" Like,
yeah, as you should.
Yeah, that's not a bro. Why? Because you were rude to an.
Just cursed
me? Twice.
What'd she say?
She said F and S.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Goodbye. Oh, you curse every time. I think it's Sarah, or...
Does she always curse?
That girl, I don't know her name, I forget. That girl who just called always
Maybe
curses.
She does it on purpose because she likes breaking that rule.
I don't think she does it on purpose. I think it's just part of her natural language. I think if I called the show, I would curse, but being on the mic makes me not
The
curse.
Mic in front of you definitely is, yeah. Like, except for me.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
Mm-mm.
I liked it.
Mm-mm.
201-209-9368. What rule do you like to break? As always, our favorite call wins a free t-shirt. There's no one on the list right now.
Oh, yeah. We've only taken, like, three calls. 201-209-9368. We have a full board. Let's do some calls.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I like parking where I ain't supposed to when I'm just running into a place.
You don't worry about getting towed?
Like double parking?
Oh, I love
Or like handicap parking.
I won't take a handicap space and I won't like park in front of a hydrant.
But I'll double park.
Yeah.
I'll double park.
Did you just say you won't double park, you won't park in handicap, and you won't park in front of a hydrant? So where the hell are you parking?
Like, I'll block like a vacant lot.
Ooh.
Living on the edge over there.
Damn. Be careful.
A vacant lot.
Not paying.
You're a wild man. You're a wild man.
What? Say it again.
Not paying meters.
I do love not paying the meter.
But don't you get a ticket?
Not if you're quick and not if you put an old ticket out sometimes.
Bad.
Nah. The city.
What about jumping the turnstile?
I used to do that a lot here, remember?
Andy did that.
It's a pricey ticket, though. And it's embarrassing getting caught as a 42-year-old trying to get in the train for free. But I used to do it all the time here because they have that handicap entrance.
Like the door?
Like that weird...
Oh, remember? Yes, I remember. We did that many a time.
It's like, I'm not paying. Squeeze my legs through that thing. So
and then
easy.
I would pay.
Yeah, you would pay.
That's funny. All right, buddy, have a good one.
Never got caught.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I just turned you guys on, so I don't even know if someone said it or not, but shoplifting.
What are you shoplifting?
I don't know. Small things, not big things.
Small things.
And not too often.
Like what?
Once every 2 years.
What was the last thing you shoplift?
The last thing I shoplifted was I was traveling in one of the national parks, and I was in a one of those tourist stores, and I shoplifted a little pocket knife.
I like shoplifting still.
Yeah,
I like to shoplift
bad, right? Every once in a while.
I like to shoplift from the Home Depot.
Oh, I love Home Depot. That's my favorite store.
They just have free stuff out. You can take whatever you want. Like, why would you pay for one nail?
When I had my first kid, I used to go to Bye Bye Baby and mistakenly put the baby formula underneath my carriage.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah, I did that with a bunch of beer at Whole Foods. Couple years
ago.
You're
like, oh, I forgot, you know. But
and then
really
it's
forgot.
Like, yeah.
You know what I like to do, which is I like to buy organic vegetables at the store. And when I check out, I check them out in my self-checkout as regular vegetables.
Yeah. I
save $100.
Like the normal label. They have like yellow labels on them.
Yep.
You just take them off.
Take it right off.
So.
No one's going to know from far away if your avocado is organic or not.
Exactly.
Organic avocados
don't even make sense, quite honestly.
$100 I probably save every time I go to the grocery store.
All right. See? You're a thief.
Eh.
You're a thief.
I can live with that. I've been called worse.
That's a good answer.
True. I like the URL idea, by the way.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll try that one.
That's a good one.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye. Good night.
Is it a good one?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio. I mean,
hi.
It's good if
I have a great rule to break. We just did this. Go to California is step one. Step two is go to a legal weed dispensary.
Mm-hmm. You got me.
And then buy, like, the gummy kind of weeds that all come in the sealed bag. Uh-huh. I was freaking out. My wife was just like, I'm an old lady. No one's going to ever check me. Guess what? There is no dog sniffing for weed at non-international flights, and that is the best rule to break.
You know what my friend did, and I will not be naming names, so don't ask.
I knew it.
She mixed it with trail mix.
But then all the trail mix is tainted, right?
Nah. Well, you don't really need to eat the trail mix either. Mm. But it was like the orange ones, so they kind of look like, I don't know what that fruit is in trail mix that's like orange and like
raisin?
Stiff. No,
fried
it's like
apricot?
Papaya.
Is it apricot? Papaya. Yeah. It's just, that's how she brings it.
From where?
California.
Can she get me some?
Probably she's there right now.
Vacuum sealed, and you can't even tell what the hell they are.
Yeah.
Just mix them in with like a bag of regular candy.
That's funny.
It is scary, but when you don't get caught, it feels so good.
Yeah, but then what would happen? Like, if you got caught doing that, would you go to jail for that?
I don't know.
I think you would.
Is that a felony? Because you're like transferring
it, or you're
trying to transfer it across state lines?
The amount maybe has something to do with it.
I don't know.
Possession versus selling.
I guess.
I feel like the people who work at the airline would just take it away from you so they could eat it.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell on you.
That's exactly what my wife said.
Yeah.
And we got through security without any issue. She's a few years older than me. She's by no means an old lady, but she's like, I'm an old lady. No one's going to bust me for pot. Guess what?
Did she get busted for pot?
No, not at all.
Then guess what?
She was right.
She's absolutely right.
Oh,
I've got like a whole ton of edibles here.
Where?
Send them to us.
Give me some. That Denver guy got too stoned and never sent those edibles.
I think he sent them. They just never arrived.
Well, you have to go to California.
I bet Ken ate them.
It's probably what he ate today. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks. Have a good one yourself. Thank you.
BD on the comments board says riding in the bed of a pickup truck.
Ooh, that is fun.
I did that last weekend.
That's fun as hell. That's
fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
This is Wild Bill. I do wild stuff all the time.
I thought you didn't do wild stuff anymore.
No, well, I lied. I worked for the Daily News in New York City. We used to run red lights at night, like without a question all the time. You come up to a light, it's a stop-and-go type of deal.
What do you mean? You worked for the Daily News in what capacity?
Truck driver, babe.
Babe?
Truck driver, babe.
And then I worked for the New York Post most recently. You know, Uncle Rupert Murdoch, who married Mick Jagger's ex-wife.
Jerry Hall.
Gold digger.
Jerry Hall. She's still hot. Not too
is
much.
She is?
No,
she was
never that hot.
She's not hot.
She has that long-haired face,
Denise
right?
Denise Richards. She's
Denise Richards? She looks like a man, Wild Bill.
What?
Yeah, nah, she's no good.
She is butch as hell.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she butch.
I have a birthmark on the opposite. I have a birthmark under my left armpit. She has one under her right.
Oh, so it's fate?
It's a connection.
Oh, you guys are like
we got married
opposite
and
souls.
And walked
soulmates.
On the red carpet, we'd be able to wave to people. And they go, oh, look, they have matching bookend birthmark.
Why are you wearing a tank top at your wedding?
No, on the red carpet.
Yeah, he's on the red carpet, Michelle.
There's a red carpet at a wedding?
No, they're not. No, they're already married. They're at a red carpet event. Yes.
Right.
He has the whole thing planned out. Matching bookend birthmarks.
Clear it with Charlie first, don't I?
You have to what?
Clear it with Charlie.
No, they're divorced, aren't they?
Yeah, they're divorced. The hell? Well, she doesn't need his permission.
That was a great story.
Yeah, actually, you're on the list for that story.
That's pretty cool.
Wild Bill, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt because you're a weirdo, and you thought as far into your relationship with Denise Richards as red carpet with matching bookend armpit birthmarks. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Wild Bill, didn't you win a shirt once, and one of your relatives
stole
it?
No, you gave that sister to my sister. Gave it to
she
my brother.
She stole it.
Ralph.
No, we didn't give it to her. She stole it.
And then someone else stole it from her, right? Ugh, siblings. All right, we'll send it right to you next time.
Have fun on your trip and break the bank, like.
That means spend all the money.
Oh, okay, yes, got it.
No, win.
Oh, that means win all the games.
I have a lot of money, too. Maybe I'll
What are you
going to
play?
It all.
The roulette? 21?
I mean, I'm just going to play one game. Just to say.
I wish I knew how to play craps.
I mean, I'm not going to really play.
I want to play craps. But I don't know how to play. But they play on Deadwood all the time, and it looks super fun.
Is that the one with the wheel?
No, that's roulette.
No, that's roulette.
Oh. Craps is one where they're like, seven, lucky sevens.
Okay, what's the one where the chances 21. Of me winning are the biggest?
It depends how you bet. You could win. Right. I think you could win at roulette.
Which one's that one?
The wheel one. You'll have
How do you win that? There's like 30 options.
Fun playing. Because you can just bet red or black.
Oh, yeah, I'll win that.
I think you'll have the most fun playing roulette because it's less pressure than the other games. Like, I think you'll be intimidated at a 21 table.
Is there, like, a baby 21 table?
Not. I mean, there's... May, it depends where you are.
Or is, like, are people there actually pros?
You'll like the slots, yeah. You'll like the slots, and you'll like roulette.
That's so lame.
No, roulette's fun as hell.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I actually don't really like to gamble, though.
I don't think surprised. I do either. Like, what a waste of money.
I don't like to gamble
I mean,
at all.
I'll do it just to say I gambled in Vegas, and then that's the end of it.
You can gamble everywhere. By the end, you're going to want to barf. There's slot machines in the airport.
What?
There's slot machines everywhere, and it's super depressing, and it's a bunch of, like, drunk derelicts, like, just sitting in a machine being, like... And a lot of old people, like, old retired
old
people.
Old fat people.
Yeah. Walking around in their... What are those called?
Those scooter things?
Yeah. They're all on the scooters.
That's so weird.
It's really weird. And then there's no clocks anywhere, so bring a watch or a cell phone, because they don't want you to know what time it is inside the casino. So there's no clocks. On the walls.
Is there no windows?
There's no windows. It's super, super surreal. Like, it feels like you're suspended in a weird time.
I think I'm going to like looking at it.
You're going to like it a lot for a day. So it's good you're only staying
one day.
Sounds
like being in jail.
Yeah, it sounds weird and cool.
Oh, speaking of jail, I met Scott.
What? How did you not tell me?
Scott, you should call. He slow danced with a girl at the Dave Hill art show.
Oh,
hold on, hey, what? How is this the first time you're telling me this?
I forgot. I went to the Dave Hill
Art... Wait, let me hang up with... Okay, Wild Bill, you're on the list. Have a good one. Go.
I went to the Dave Hill Art Show on Saturday night. It was a complete success
for
the station. There was a lot of people there, and one of them was Scott. And I met him. He was super, super nice. People were so excited to meet him. His ramen stand was, like, blowing up off
his ramen stand.
So he had like a prison ramen table, so he was showing everyone how he made prison ramen, because you know you made prison ramen in prison with, like, I wasn't at that table, but anyway.
And there was tables at the art show?
Just in the front there was a table, and he was there, and then there was like a swag checkout table.
Uh-huh.
And then the auction went off, and then afterwards there was like a guy singing songs, and then I saw Scott slow dancing with a girl.
Do you think he took her home?
Yeah, but I don't, maybe not. Maybe not.
Did he bring you presents?
No.
Oh.
He was wearing a shirt that said E equals MDMA.
Oh, my God. Okay. I guess I'm not surprised.
He was real nice, though.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Gabby, Andy's sister.
Hi, Gabby.
When I was younger, Andy actually told me that I should steal from the bodega, steal, like, Chico Sticks and give them to all the poor kids. So I used to do that when I was young.
Wait, what's Chico Sticks?
They're, like, little coconut
candies.
I don't know. They're, like, these, like, weird, like, coconut peanut butter sticks that, like, you get, like, at, like, Spanish, like, corner stores.
So your brother told you to steal from the bodega so that you could give it to poor kids?
Like kids in my school.
Like Robin Hood. You're like Robin Hood. That's nice.
Yeah, that's what
I think I'm going to cry.
Well, but no, it's stealing from a boat. It would have been better if you stole from a Walmart.
Like a big money man.
Because a bodega, it's like, that's a small mom and pop shop.
That's true.
Well, it's Andy's fault. Blame him.
Right, no, we are blaming him.
No, don't worry.
Oh, we are absolutely blaming him.
Don't worry,
not
Gabby.
You were just a young girl doing what your big brother told you to do.
How much younger are you than him?
10 years almost?
10 years younger?
How old are you, Gabby?
I'm 11 years younger than Andy.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. I hope to see you soon.
Wait, so is she like in high school?
Yeah. Well, no, I think she graduated. Are you still in high school?
No, I graduated. I'm done.
So what are you doing now?
I'm a mechanic.
Cool.
I knew Michelle was going to like that.
That's so cool, dude.
Yep. All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
I'm not a mechanic, but I did throw a wrench at someone once.
I have a question.
What? No. The answer's no.
Really?
Well, I don't know. What are you writing? No.
That's good.
At all.
Good.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what rule do you love to break? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMUZ.
Matt Warwick just left the building, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you need him? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
So one rule that I really like to break is I like to steal glassware from bars that I go to.
Oh.
So
I used to do
take
that.
A shot, or like I drink a beer. If it's like a bar that I've been to that I really like, or something that I want to remember the bar by, I just take the glassware with me.
I used to do that in my 20s because I didn't have glasses.
I always like to steal sports.
Well, I'm in my 20s, so.
That's okay then.
Yeah, we're not judging you.
All right, cool.
All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a, I guess, a rule to break, or just a bad thing in general that I guess.
Okay.
All right, so about 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock, we used to go to McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's, all pissed off, saying we were here about a half an hour, hour ago, and we didn't get our fries with our order. And they were, like, out of lunch rush, so they would, like, not only apologize, give us free fries, and usually a little something for our troubles.
I love getting something for my troubles.
Exactly. And free fries are good, too.
Good for you.
What's your name?
You. Colleen.
Colleen, you're on the list.
Colleen, you rule so really happy. Hard.
Thank you.
Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I would be so happy with that. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye now.
Whenever I get free stuff, I love saying, I need something for my troubles.
Now I want fries.
We can get our fries with our order.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, Michelle, Fran.
Hey.
I can't believe I'm on. So I think I got one.
Okay. Turn your radio down.
It's going to the movie theater and bringing your own snack.
I already said it.
Yo, but when I went to see Black Panther, they looked in our bags.
Where did you go?
And you got
No, my friend just hid her water. All she had was water, but she just hid it under something. But they literally looked inside our bags like we were at a concert at Union Square.
Did they
really?
Yeah. Did they what?
But you just go like this. They don't put their hand in it?
No, she didn't put her hand in it, but, like, she would have seen it if I had something in my bag.
Did she, like, touch the bottom?
No.
What I used to do is put a hole in the lining.
And
then
dump it in there.
You put it in between the lining and the bag, so then when they look in your bag, you don't see it. They don't see anything. But it doesn't work if they hold the bottom, because then they feel it.
Because they feel it.
Is that an eighth of vodka?
Put it, like, in a big jacket pocket. So
yeah, big jacket inside pocket.
Wait, but they don't, like, when you go to a concert, don't they pat you down?
I hid a little tiny bottle of vodka right here last.
Inside your what? Michelle, what are you pointing at?
My butt crack.
How'd you get it in there?
I just put it in there.
In your butt crack? Like, between your cheeks? How big was the flask?
It was a little one.
Sounds like it was a big one.
It was a little one.
You just said it was an eighth of vodka.
No, that was a different story. This was a little one.
How do you fit an eighth of vodka in between your butt cheeks?
It was an airplane size. It wasn't an
eighth. Did you put it up in there?
No, it was an airplane size, and I just put it right in.
Did you have to squeeze your butt to hold it?
No. It was
like
just
a turtle head?
It was just on the top.
Are you sure you didn't have to squeeze a little?
I didn't.
Just a little.
I didn't.
Were you squeezing a little?
I didn't, but I was scared. But you know what you do is they try and get, like, a girl to pat you down. Because there's, like, a boy and girl line.
Yeah.
But the girl line's always really, like...
Well,
I just, like,
longer?
Went to the guy, and I was like, I just need to get in. And then he was all weird, because, you know, everyone's
know
getting in
do.
Trouble.
Yeah.
So he was like, you're fine. He basically, like, touched my arm.
Funny. I can't believe you put that in your butt.
Yeah, just, like... Not,
in your butt.
No, I didn't put it in my butt.
Yeah. You put it in your butt.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I think so.
I didn't. I'm telling you the story, and I'm telling you I didn't. But one time, my friend lost a bag of weed up her hoo-ha.
How do you lose it? Doesn't it
she shoved
automatically,
it up,
like...
She shoved it up there because the cops were coming.
Your body pushes that stuff out.
She shoved it up there because the cops were coming, and then after they left, she couldn't find it.
So what'd she have to do?
I think it came out eventually.
Yeah, your body pushes that out.
Like, what? No.
No, yeah. It's
like, it doesn't like that.
No, but you hear of those girls who get, like, tampons stuck up them for, like, a month, and they don't know.
No,
yeah, sometimes they burst. They'll burst, and then you can get...
Well, those are people who eat them, right?
They eat tampons?
No, they eat, like, fat little balloons of cocaine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll burst.
A drug mule.
And then they die, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you put it in the other hole and it bursts, do you still die?
Not before you get really,
hole?
Really high.
you just explode. That's not funny. We shouldn't make fun of that. All right. Have a good one.
You too.
There's only 5 minutes left. Should we do like a real fast speed round of a bunch of calls?
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio. What rule do you like to break? Apparently it's calling into radio shows. Hi, you're on the radio. What rule do you like to break?
Hey, flip-flop.
Hi.
You're not allowed to call her that.
Greatest show ever.
Yeah, you're not allowed to call me that.
Okay, I won't. I'm learning so much about Michelle tonight. It's cool.
Every night. So what rule do you like to break?
I like to pee wherever I like.
Oh, I love public urination. That's a good one.
Gross.
If I was a boy, I would pee everywhere.
Gross.
Let me tell you. Every single subway station has a bathroom, but they won't.
That's unfair. All right, well, we're going to take a bunch of speed calls, so thanks for calling.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What rule do you like to break?
Hey, Brandy. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, nice meeting you, Michelle.
Scott, who were you slow dancing with?
Did you take her home?
Did you make out with her?
Yes.
Yes to what?
All of them?
Dude, she's incredible.
Did you have sex?
You shouldn't
I'll
say.
I'll never kiss and tell.
Good for you. That means you respect and like her. Are you going to see her again?
She's flying back.
She lives
May
far away.
Did 14th. You meet her?
I didn't meet her, but I saw her.
What was she doing here?
She was at the Dave Hill Art Show. She's a Dave Hill fan.
She flew in just for the Dave Hill
Art Show? A lot of people did.
Stop it.
Yep, a lot of people came from a
people
lot of
people. People can't even make it to Brooklyn for our meetups, and people flying in for the Dave Hill
flying
Art
Flying in from the West Coast.
Nah.
Yep.
Yeah, she came out from California.
Oh, my God, are you in love? Don't worry, she doesn't listen to this show.
It's been a whole seven days, but, she's pretty awesome.
Hold on.
She seemed cool. She had a cool vibe.
Did you spend the whole week with her?
No. She came out the next night. We hung out that night and that morning, and then she had to fly back.
Nice. Stick that in there. Yeah. That night and that morning.
We know what that means.
You weren't supposed to leave Long Island, right?
Well, that's what rule I like to break. See, I don't mind crossing state boundaries and staying out way past my curfew.
Okay, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about it on the air again.
Everyone was Instagramming pictures of him and, like, posting them in New Jersey, so.
That's okay. I had an awesome night. If I get caught, I'm looking at a year in prison, but it was worth it.
No, it was not worth
Are you
a
insane?
Year in prison.
What is wrong with you?
Scott, take that back.
I like to break rules.
Next time, you don't let anyone take your photo.
Yeah, you shouldn't have let anyone take your photo.
Jesus!
You know what, though? My parole officer is the biggest underachiever I've ever met in my entire life.
Still, better to be safe than sorry.
That's true.
But anyway, right.
Well,
I'm
glad you found love at the Dave Hill Art Show.
It's cool. Yeah. It was nice to meet you, Scott.
People. It was a great time.
Yeah, it really was fun, and people were really psyched. So,
well, if you're crossing all these state boundaries, you should come to the record fair.
I'm more than likely I'm going to be there. That's next weekend.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come out for that.
Be careful, Scott. Don't get in trouble.
No pictures.
I don't have to cross state lines to go there. I can go to that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because
it's in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Come on Saturday, because I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking about Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Well, yeah, as long as you're there Saturday.
Okay, cool.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Nice to meet you in real life, Scott.
Same here, Michelle.
Okay.
Right, take care, bye.
I wasn't chatty that night, though. I stood in the corner.
As opposed to most nights? When you're
I'm
very
chatty now.
Well, you're on the radio.
I'm chatty, aren't I? I'm not chatty?
Not really.
Huh.
Hi, you're on the radio. I mean,
you don't
you're not
play
chatty.
Crap. You're just you not shoot crap.
Oh, my God.
What rule I break is that I correct people's speech, especially radio hosts.
That's just rude.
Is it?
We gotta go.
It's not a rule. It's just annoying. How about that?
Let's take another
call. Fine. Time. I'll break it.
Bye.
It's the worst. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my name is Lula.
Hi, Lula.
Hi, Lula. How are you?
Good.
What's up? You don't like to break rules, do you?
No.
No. Is there one you like to break?
Do you like to eat donuts when you're not supposed to?
Yes.
Do you like to eat candy when you're not supposed to?
Yes.
Are you in your dad's car now?
Where'd she go?
Where are you, Lula? It's okay.
She's giggling. Is she there?
Are you there, Lula?
Yeah.
All right, tell us something fun.
Today at school, I almost thought I had two gyms, but I actually had one gym, and at gym we threw these things far as I can, and then we have to like pass it to someone else.
Did you win?
I kind of win. Sometimes I lose, and one time we did it from
sometimes we all way lose.
Far away.
That's good. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. Right, Michelle?
Lula doesn't like to make mistakes.
Nobody does.
All right, Lula, all right, we gotta run, but I'm so glad you called.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Have a good one. All right, the winner is Colleen with the fries at McDonald's.
Lula's the best.
Send us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You have been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for Billy J.
Yeah, yeah.
What time do you have?
What time do I have?
Yes.
It's time. No weed. It's time. No weed.
At noon, Pacific Standard Time will be
4:20.
4:20. Exactly.
Man, parents got my fucking Billy, man. This Billy got me high as hell, man.
That's what ID got locked up for. Hey, here come ID right now. That nigga just got out of jail. Hey, ID, tell him about that Billy.
Pick up my components all alone, thinking and drinking cause my brother's gone. Eric is bugging cause he knowin' that a truck ain't on. My sister Keisha smoking flame, but she won't let us hit. She left the crib, we hit a stash and smoked the boiler. Go by this is going feeling silly cause the walk is hilly. I'm in a funk, I need a blunt, I wanna smoke from Billy. I paste the crap paraphernalia is all on display. You know I'm craving smoking cocktails out the ashtray. I got a call, it was my boy, he said the blood is back. I hit the stick in the Chevelle and left the road black. I reached his crib and spent the G on dropping Christmas tree. I had to pause cause Santa Claus can smoke more tree than me. I hit the road and lit another one and now I'm high. Went to the store and bought a fifth of drink for booming out. My family talks, they say I'm losing it. I say, oh really? Well, it's not lost, I've been across and run in love with Billy. I spend my money on young Billy cause I let her taste. You hit the closet with young Billy, you'll be on your face. B-I-L-L-Y-T-H-E-B-L-U-N-E-T. Afghanistan, some sesame meal, some stick or Christmas tree. I can't succeed without my weed, without my blood, I trip. My fingers hurt, but with a weed clip, I will burn my lip. I swim for Billy every day, each weekend, every month.
and trying to knew how to get high, but I make them a joke. My ride is broken, so am I, and now I'm in a jam. I took my ride to be repaired, they said I blew a cam. You bring some weed, I bring some weed, and we'll be straight for real. Let's roll them up and get fucked up on my whip. The Buddha, give me a Philly, so I can smoke a Billy Blunt. Give me a Philly, the Buddha, the Buddha. Give me a Philly, so I can smoke a Billy Blunt. Give me a Philly, the Buddha, the Buddha. Give me a Philly, so I can smoke a Billy Blunt. Give me a Philly, the Buddha, the Buddha. I'm feeling silly, smoke you like me, go formulate one blunt. And when I smoke, I take no joke, they say I smoke too much. I put my mouth around a Billy and I take a puff. And see the smoke goes in my nose, that makes my nostrils tough. I need a Billy, and that's a Billy Blunt. I got my cack, I'm finna jack, I'm on the Billy Hunt. I need some bud, I want the weed, I smoke the season all. And if I don't get it, then I'ma steal it, cause I'ma smoke the pure. You got some bud and try to run, but you won't get away. Cause I'm the type of nigga, I kill you off, that's me, okay. I play no games when it come to Billy smoking. I'm gonna be okay if the bitch got me croaking. I own a Christmas tree full of coke. That man won't front me, sick, cause he know he won't see me no more. He give me money, give me paid, I took his Billy and jetted. Jumped in his car and see another that nigga, he was headed straight to my pack, just to smoke, cause I'm a smoker, G. I won't stop smoking till I smoke up all my BUD. And that's my buddy, he's my buddy, not my best friend. And when I'm through, I'm going to jack for me some bud again. Go down on Dayton and see some things up at the liquor store. I need some bud, I got to have it, I'm finna go on tour. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, what bud smell the best? One selling crow, the other feet selling me some Buddha zest. Went to my crib just to snatch a me a growing plant. Cut up a pun, I'm finna sell that shit to my ass. I'm out of blood, I'm out of dope, I only got my cash. I wanna smoke, I got no more, it's on my phone it glass. I made a phone call to go up with a friend. He's gonna meet me down on Dayton about a quarter to ten. I see his car, here he come, I guess it's time to go. He opened the door and see I jumped into the limo. Something finna go down and I can tell it. He got the bug,
how you know?
Cause I can smell it. He's licking sneaky, I grabbed my jack from old sneaker for my horse. He took a jump, I put that pump up on that nigga's balls. He cracked the grin and all of a sudden that's when I blasted. No hesitation, I grab my trigger and I mashed it. That nigga's dead, that nigga's gone, that nigga has been had. I grab my bud and see I put it in a duffel bag. I grab my fofo and jump the bubble and me up. My shirt is bloody and my kicks are looking kinda muddy. And feeling funny, I'm feeling silly, but see my mind is healing. But that's okay, I got a way to see a smoking Billy. Give me a Philly so I can smoke a Billy Blunt. Give me a Philly, the Buddha, the Buddha. Give me a Philly so I can smoke a Billy Blunt. Give me a Philly, the
yeah. When I was young in the game, I used to grow big buds. So many girls in my house, like I wasn't big love. Now everybody knows the Kush, it be the king. Blueberry or Skywalk, you can cross it with anything. Now we Wowie and Sensi Star. I smoked them when I was a kid before they let me in the bar. I get to munchies and eat ice cream. Then I fall asleep and have a nice blue dream. You got brown weed? I never seen that. I got granddaddy purple and a sack of green crack. How high can I get? Like meth in a red man. And if I wanna touch the sky, pack a bowl of that headband. 215, not breaking the law. Coughing up phlegm again while I'm puffing chem dog. Trying all the flavors by trial and error. Indica and sativa, R.I.P. Jack Harris.
Well, I'm smoking Northern Lights and all other types of pot. When I get sick, I get a strawberry cough. If I was in the country, I would play a tight fiddle and still smoke hella fat joints of White Widow. You wanna stay sober, then you're probably super bunk. Got a bong in my trunk and a pound of super skunk. My eyes are so low that I got no vision. Don't let me in your house, I eat up your whole kitchen. An ounce of sour diesel and some sour OG. A blunt of bubble gum, it's some blueberry cheese. Open up my weed jar, it smell like a can of death. From the buds of Vortex, LSD and Lamb's Breath. They dream about stones, smoking blue thunder. A weed smoke, I got all the girls' phone numbers. I'm looking for a fly marijuana groupie that love fat guys on the smoke half gooey.
Wow.
I said I'm looking for a fly marijuana groupie that love fat guys that want to smoke half gooey. Where you at, girl? I see you. Come holler at your boy. We can smoke one.
We are high. This is stupid.
We smoke way too much that weed.
We made a song with all weed sounds and rapped about all the strains.
Pretty tight, though.
You know, lately I'm hearing all this talk about kids smoking pot or marijuana, reefer.
Hey, what's the deal with that? What happened to just getting high on good old clean life?
Four twenty.
Your desk,